What is good, everyone? Appreciate you all listening to this awesome content. Today, we are going through the letter M. Maybe we'll go through letter N. That's M as in Mike, N as in November. Okay, don't want to get those mixed up. And I want to give an update for you all. What's happening here? First and foremost, big shout out to everyone that was sharing my podcast. If you haven't seen the demographics of my podcast and how it's grown, it hasn't talked about, well, they didn't share exactly if I was in the top 30 or top 15 or whatever. They didn't have that. But what they did have, I shared on my social media, is that there's a 17 plus percent increase in listeners, 6 plus percent increase in streaming, 84 plus percent in followers, and 702% plus minutes created. Yeah, I put in a lot of contents this year that I did instead of last year, even the year before, but I still put in like that was the thing about it. What was being done, but you know, I have to go do deeper research, but yeah. There's also the Golden Dawn talks about it, and Wicca that's also talking about magic circles. So the magic circle, that's tradition and grimoire. Magic circle feet and those in the puss of the prince center. Some of these color attributions for fair air in the south, blue for water, west earth, and though these attributions talked about. So, magic words are phrases used in fantasy fiction or paid magicians. Frequently, such words are presented as being part of a divine, Adamic, or other secret or empowered language. Certain comic book heroes use magic words to activate their powers. Magic words are also used as Easter eggs or cheats in computer games, other software, and operating systems. Invocations of magic. So some of these just really are just words. They don't actually manifest anything. Like, for example, abracadabra, they say magic word used by magicians. Or there's the song, Abra, abracadabra, I'm gonna reach out and grab you. Then there's Iranian magic. A Hindi and Urdu phrase popularized in 1956 Bollywood film Ali Baba Ur 40 Kor. And next one is, well, you'll probably know around the world. Open Sesame, or Open Sesame. Open Sesame, used by the character Ali Baba in the English version of the tale from 1001 Nights. Astaga Zuzulam, used by the title character Wisbit in the British children's TV series Wisbit. So some of you might know that, and if I butcher it, I apologize. Simsalabim, phrase used by Harry August Janssen, a.k.a. Dante the Magician, 1940. Simsalabim are the magic words said by Haji on the shows The Adventures of Johnny Quest. I don't remember that. Again, I didn't even watch that show that much. And The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. The line was used by Oscar Oz Diggs in Oz the Great and Powerful. Shazam! Used by the comic. shall this be? Now, magical thinking says belief that unrelated events are causally connected despite the absence of any plausible causal link between them, particularly as a result of supernatural effects. Well, moving on more into it, says examples include the idea that personal thoughts can influence the external world without acting on them, or that objects must be causally connected if they resemble each other or have come into contact with each other in the past. Magical thinking is a type of fallacious thinking and is a common source of invalid causal inferences. Unlike the confusion of correlation with causation, magical thinking does not require the events to be correlated. Real quick. It's called Assassin's Creed Unity. I actually talked about it very briefly in there. What happened was that they were showing that the Knights Templar actually were accused of sacrificing to Baal, doing blood rituals. Woo! Oh yeah, it's historical. Out in the open, so that's why they quote-unquote went underground. So, but technically, quote-unquote, it does talk about here being black magic and such. But with that, I will say this specifically. That it is any magical act intended to cause harm or death to people or property. That's what it boils down to. May not seem like that with the quote unquote. But what it does have here under Martinism, we have the three branches of the tradition, such as the Ellis Coens or Ellis Coens, spelled a little different with each. Cohen is the Hebrew word for priest, and Ellis means the elect. Also, Scottish Rectified Rites or Chevaliers Bienfaisant de la Cité Sainte. Forgive me if I'm butchering that. This was originally a Masonic rite. And then you have Martinism, which is the other form as well. But you have a few other things that are talked about in here as well, based upon the different people in here and the different rites on it. But here's one thing that's interesting. The mystical Christianity of Martinism is emphasized by the fact that all lodges are open by invoking Yeshua. We're going to move on to the next one, which here on the list is Mass. Well, we're going to talk about that. All right, so with Mass, known as liturgy, an act of worship such as Eucharist in Catholicism. Now, I did say it can be witchcraft, white and black. Only because it's a ritual. It's something taking part of that ultimately has nothing to do with getting closer to God. Now, those of you who are Catholic, you'll disagree with me and say, oh, the Eucharist is a part of it, Mass is a part of it, blah, 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 isn't that like, no, 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 no. Liturgy in Mass formation, while they talk about as an act of worship, is not worship. alphabet. Now, at the Mathers table, specifically saying of Hebrew and Chaldee, Aramaic, letters is a tabular display of the pronunciation, appearance, numerical values, transliteration, names, and symbolism of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet appearing in the Kabbalah unveiled. I don't call it Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. To me, I look at it as Kabbalah. Okay. S.L. McGregor Mathers, late 19th century English translation of Kabbalah Denudata. Itself a Latin translation by Christian Knorr von Rosenroth of the Zohar, a primary Kabbalistic text. The table has been used as a primary reference for a basic understanding of the Hebrew alphabet as it applies to the Kabbalah, generally outside of traditional Jewish mysticism by many modern Hermeticists and students of the occult, including members of the Hermetic Order of the Golden. May occur on May 1st or Pentecost, although in some countries it is instead erected at Midsummer, which is June 20th to the 26th. In some cases, the Maypole is a permanent feature that is only utilized during the festival, although in other cases, it is erected specifically for the purpose before being taken down again. Primarily found within the nations of Germanic Europe and the neighboring areas which they have influenced, its origins remain unknown. Quote unquote. It has often been speculated that the maypole originally had some importance in the Germanic paganism of Iron Age and early medieval cultures, and that the tradition survived Christianization, albeit losing any original meaning that it had. It has been a recorded practice in many parts of Europe throughout the medieval and early modern periods, although it became less popular in the 18th and 19th centuries. Today, the tradition is still observed in some parts of Europe and among European communities in the Americas. So, So Mephistopheles, talked about here, is originating from Germany, a demon helper to Lucifer. So Mephistopheles. It's featured in German folklore. He originally appeared in literature as a demon in the Faust legend and has since become a stock character, appearing in other works of arts and popular culture. So etymology and name meaning is that the name is stuck, is a corrupted compound, particle, and a Greek word for or first and last terms of the compound, but they're more doubtful. Details that are into it. But Merkaba mysticism essentially is school of Jewish mysticism. It's just dealing with Kabbalah on a deeper level. So, next one that we will talk about, though, something that really isn't talked about as much, that some people have heard of before, and it's mesmerism, which is animal magnetism channeling magnetic fluid. It's technically a type of, they call it animal magnetism itself, but it would be like hypnotism. And they say here, it's a theory invented by German doctor Franz Mesmer in the 18th century. It posits the existence of an invisible natural force possessed by all living things, including humans, animals, and vegetables. Claim that the force could have physical effects, including healing. The vitalist theory attracted numerous on this. And we are going to go ahead and return to another episode in the future. But I appreciate you all listening into this awesome content and how you've stayed supportive throughout the years. It's only been since 2020. It's been about 3 years or so going in on this. But it has been awesome. I'm glad y'all have shared this. Keep sharing it. Help this, support this podcast by subscribing. Because like I said, season one, it's going to be on a subscription based. So that way, you can help support this podcast. But until then, you all have been awesome. Y'all been great. Appreciate y'all. So until next time, peace.